Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in the tri-state, but a person from New York City is being tested. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has more.
Mayor de Blasio confirms the individual being evaluated for the coronavirus had recently traveled to Italy, but that's the sole suspect case.
In terms of our batting average, seven previous individuals identified as potential zero came back positive, all came back negative, and that's good news.
On his WNYC broadcast, His Honor added,
"And I really believe, and our public health officials believe this firmly, it is because New Yorkers are following the guidance. The second they think they may have the symptoms, they are going to the doctor. They're getting care. That is the difference maker. That is not what happened in China and other places where the public messaging was the exact reverse of where it should have been."
And the mayor, to shave hours off the process, is strongly urging the Trump administration to allow local labs to do the testing for the coronavirus. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is blasting the Trump administration's response to coronavirus. WCBS's Steve Burns was with the senator as he toured a medical lab in Nutley.
He hopes it'll be constructive criticism.
"I say this not in a partisan way, but I am concerned."
Concerned, says New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez after the Trump administration's coronavirus funding request.
"That was laughable in its lack of detail and disturbingly inadequate."
Menendez says it took away money from other urgent health care needs.
"They didn't tell Congress how the dollars would be spent or whether state health departments would be reimbursed for their efforts on the front lines."
Also on the front lines are places like Hackensack Meridian Health Center for Discovery and Innovation. Chief Scientific Officer Dr. David Perlin says early diagnosis here will be key.
"Those diagnostics need to be rapid and they need to be effective."
Two things the CDC so far has had trouble with.
"We want to be able to have a test that's local."
He says the center's developed two coronavirus tests, but it's still waiting on the CDC to send specimens before those tests can go online. In Nutley, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Cuomo says he will not approve the state budget without changes to New York's bail reform law. That new law eliminated cash bail for most misdemeanors and nonviolent cases over concerns that low-income people couldn't afford bail and were stuck in jail. Cuomo says judges should have discretion over whether to keep people in custody before their cases are resolved.
New York State's plastic bag ban goes into effect Sunday. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall heard from some happy environmentalists on Long Island.
Walk into any store on Sunday, March 1st, and plastic bags will not be in sight. No longer can you use them to cart groceries, cleaning supplies, makeup, or any other item out of the store. Adrian Esposito from the Citizens Campaign for the Environment says she is celebrating.
Plastic pollution is not only killing marine mammals, but statistics show there's actually more plastic in our oceans than plankton. And if we keep using the same amount of plastic that we're using, we will, in 2050, have more plastic in the ocean than fish.
Although it's encouraged that customers bring reusable bags, paper bags will now be available. And in many places, because of a county law or store policy, customers will be charged 5 to 10 cents per bag.
We think there will be a slight uptick in paper bags. However, we also think that once people get used to using their own bag, they're just going to start doing it as a practice.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880. 880.
To the Weather Center now, and our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen. Another cold night tonight, Craig?
It is because of the wind, but it'll die down again like it did last night, and then it picked up again today. That's what basically happened. The highest gust for the city today was 34 miles per hour. Some places a little bit stronger than that, but it wasn't like yesterday. And tomorrow won't be like today, but it'll be cold tomorrow. Right now in the city, we are at 39. It'll drop to 25 to 30, 20 to 25 inland. Tomorrow, 35 to 40. So we might be able to get to that 40-degree mark in town, but that is now below normal. Not for too much longer, though. Sunday, mostly sunny, a little over 40, and by Monday and into next week, it's in the 50s. Currently in the city, it's 39, as I said. Humidity, 26%, so cold and dry, with a west wind gusting to 26 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.